SEPTA commuters relying on bus, trolley, and subway lines are coming up with a plan B. As a strike deadline looms, let's get the latest with WHYY's Jim Saxa. Jim, where do we stand at this hour?
SEPTA negotiators and negotiators from the Transport Workers Union 234 have been meeting over the weekend. They met again starting today at 9:30, and we still haven't come to a compromise. If they don't have a deal by midnight tonight, the union is going to go on strike.
There are substantial financial issues and also peripheral ones. By what means are they trying to come to a court?
The union wants an increase to their pension benefits. They want the pension calculations to match what the management has already. The union has a cap on their pension benefits. SEPTA, on the other hand, they want to increase the amount that the union workers contribute to their health care coverage. Currently, they spend 1% of their salaries, which works out to about $46 per month on average. They are really not seeing eye to eye on either of those. Meanwhile, there are also a number of non-economic issues that the union has been pressing for, such as longer bathroom breaks. They currently only get 5 minutes if you're a bus operator or a trolley operator. And they also want to change some of the work rules so that there's longer downtime between shifts.
Is it your sense that if there is movement in the hours to come, that that midnight deadline could be negotiated back?
No, that deadline is a hard deadline. The union voted 2 weeks ago to authorize a strike. And with that authorization, they basically said, no extensions, we're striking at midnight, and we're staying off the job until we have a new labor agreement.
Is there precedent? When was the last strike?
There is precedent. If you were around in 2009, you remembered that the transit union also struck then for 6 days. What we can expect is that regional rail will be crowded. All of the city's buses, trolleys, and subways are going to stop. Suburban services will remain open for the time being. But you can expect on regional rail, for instance, really, really crowded cars throughout the strike. You should also expect the roads to just be gridlocked throughout Philadelphia and bleeding out into the suburbs.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
WHYY's Jim Saxa on NewsWorks Tonight.